This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crinan Prophet. Alongside me, Dan Shoup, NJ back in studio. You're tuned in to 103.9 KNZA. And right now, switching things over on KNZA 92.1 is Brandon Tatman. He's dressed as me for this Halloween, and I'm dressed as him. I'm not any taller, though. But, hey, you know what? It's all the thought. It's the thought that counts. But he's over there calling the Nemaw Central game, and you're locked in to the Horton Substate Championship. Horton, they just moved on to the Substate Championship. And right now we're in the semifinal of game number two. Jonathan West taking on Mar Hill Mount Academy. Now, these two teams have played earlier on in this season. Jonathan West lost that game. It was 2-0 straight win set there for Mar Hill Mount Academy. Mar Hill, they won 26-24 in set number one, and they won 25-19 in set number two. So coming into today, though, Jonathan West is second in the substate seedings in the substate, and then Mar Hill is third in the substate seedings. So, you know, playing out, these two teams have been pretty close on the year. What's it going to take for one person to take that next step to the substate championship?
I'll tell you, I mean, and both these teams, I mean, have some players, so they do. Mar Hill, they got a couple of younger kids that have really stepped up this year. And they kind of came along. They kind of slowed out a little slow in our league, but really came on throughout the end. There's one of my picks to be in the top two or three in the league in the NEK. And they kind of established that as it got to the end of the year. Now, you look at Dauph and West, this team comes from the TBL. And that's about all you need to say. They come from the TBL. You got the Hanovers. You got the Centralias. You got a lot of talented, rich, force-rich environment in that league. So they've been through the water. So they know what it takes to succeed. They won a girls' basketball championship last year. So, I mean, they've been in those types of stressful situations. So this is I think it's going to be a great game, great environment. This place is packed again.
Yeah, in Centralia, they're hosting their own substate themselves also for the classification of 2A. But here we're in the classification of 2A again. Jonathan West, they come today, record of 22-12 on the year. Mar Hill Mount Academy, they come today, 27-12. They finished 6th in the NEKO League, going 6-4. And for Jonathan West, they finished going 4th in their TVO League, 7-4. And you talk about that, just how dominant that the Twin Valley League match or the games are with Centralia, Valley Heights, and Hanover. And then for Mar Hill Mount Academy, they've had to deal with Horton this year. They've had to deal with JCN and Jackson Heights, Pleasant Ridge. They're also very great volleyball teams that are above them in the Northeast Kansas ranks.
It's hard to compare those two things. I mean, when you look at the TBL, you're talking about just not a successful team. They've been successful at the state level, and they're always there, no matter what sport it is. And I left out Valley Heights, which I shouldn't have. Great programs in that league, and it's year in and year out. The community is really bought in to what it takes to be successful. So it's year in and year out. Mar Hill, again, a young group that's coming up. They've got some size to them. The Folsom girl is a nice junior, a 6-foot junior, whose dad, I think, is the head coach of the Benedictine College team. They got a young player, and can't remember her name off the hand, the sophomore, the Kushner girl, one of the better athletes in the NEK, not just in volleyball, but basketball and track. She's an all-around great athlete. I think it's going to be another great matchup. This is another one that could possibly go 3 again.
Well, we'll take a quick one-minute timeout, and we'll be back for the serve-off. Mar Hill Mount Academy taking on the Jonathan West Mustangs. Be back here in a minute on KNZA 103.9.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help you. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Have you or your child considered using your car to earn a little extra cash working for any of the many delivery networks like Uber or leasing out the vehicle through Turo? Talk to your agent because you most likely will not have insurance coverage for your vehicle. Many of these activities are excluded in the personal auto policy. Learn more from the professionals at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Availability of health care is important to both the quality of life and the economy in Nemaha County. I'm Dr. Rachel Allen at Sabetha Community Hospital, and I hope you'll join me in voting yes to continue the 0.5% sales tax to benefit our county's community hospitals. This investment helps provide technology and training so our hospitals and clinics can continue to provide excellent care for our neighbors. Vote yes on or before November 5th. Paid for by Nemaha County Community Hospitals.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet alongside Dan Shoup. MJ back in studio helping us get this one a going. And we're not going to get started quite yet, but we're just going to let this one lead right into, of course, to serve off both teams. Their starters coming out to the court from Mar Hill Mount Academy, number one, Caitlin Folsom. She came out with a great Andy Falter. She steps out for Donovan West. Up next now, Capri Keckner, the sophomore from Mar Hill. Out from the Mustang Stampeding onto the court, number seven, Brenna Eady. Number three starting here, well, number 11, the third one coming out, Nora Adams, the senior, starting for Harlan Mount Academy. Next up here, number 20, Kia Keller, the junior from Donovan West. And here, number 13, Cora Twombly, the junior for Mar Hill Mount Academy, stepping out for the Stampeding Mustangs. Number 21, Katie Johnson, the first-team All-League returning senior. And the last ones here coming out for Mar Hill Mount Academy, Zizwani Miller, incredible player on the season. Out number 22, Brooklyn Denton from the Dolphin West Mustangs. Last one starting here for both sides, number 10, Hannah Cody, the junior from Mar Hill Mount Academy. And the final one here out for Dolphin West, the Mustangs, number 40, Belle Smith.
Yeah, that Belle Smith girl from D-West, she just got done running in the regional cross-country meet this morning. I think she's a state qualifier, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, she ran all her way here. Hopefully
she ran down there and qualified. Well, wait, what a great opportunity. It's a multi-sport qualifying state and cross-country. Now coming up here, going to try to get her volleyball team an opportunity to make the state.
So, again, just real quick, you know, running through the starters, Caitlin Folsom, Capri Keckner, you got Alina Seko-Tavar, Hannah Cody, Nora Adams, Forrest Wombly, and then Zizwani Miller there, all for the Mario Mount Academy Ravens. In for Dolphin West Mustangs, they got number three, Kalia Miller, number seven, Brenna Eady, number 20, Tia Keller, Katie Johnson, number 21, the senior. Last one there, Brooklyn Denton, number 22. I forgot also Bell Smith, number 40. So this one should be a great one between both teams. When you talk about Mar Hill, their big dominant player is their sophomore, Capri Keckner. Again, sophomore, but she comes in the day with 440 kills on the season. She averages 5.1 kills per set. What's it going to take to get a player like her going today?
Well, I mean, it's get her started right off the get-go. She's a young kid. She's a sophomore. Again, hasn't experienced this type of environment before. So what do? All right, get her involved. Get her involved early to get that blood flowing so that that momentum can carry forward. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how, I'm sure both these teams were scouted, how these two teams go about playing each other. If they double block, single block, if they're going to try to hit down line, cross court. Yeah, this, all the strategies involved in volleyball, see what they do.
Andy Foster, number two, the sophomore. She'll be the libero over the evening for the Dolphin West Mustangs. And here for the libero of the Maurhill Mount Academy, Megan Hunley.
It's all about momentum and being aggressive.
And now here we'll build some momentum as we're getting started with set number one here. Maurhill Mount Academy, they are third in seeding in this upstate. Dolphin West, they're seed number two, but earlier on in the season, 2-1. Dolphin West did, or excuse me, Maurhill did over to Dolphin West. Now we get this one started. Capri Keckner setting up Folsom here, just pushed across, nearly finding a gap. She does. Or just not able to really get a nice dig under Andy Foster as the ball went down the line. That starts the kill here for Kaylin Folsom.
Yeah,
that
was good push down the line.
1-0 start. Capri Keckner here to serve for the Maurhill Mount Academy Ravens. It's going deep. Foster back there. Now trying to put across. Deflection back here to the Dolphin West Mustang. It's Katie Johnson who tries to put it down. Now Nora Adams into the net. That's going to be a point for the Mustangs. Their first point here.
And they went right through their all-league players. So they did right from the get-go. Dolphin West did get the ball to Johnson. And she did. She hit that strong side. Then she went to the middle and got a block for her point.
Well, here it's Courtney Johnson. Back to serve, the sophomore. Gets this one across. Nora Adams sends it over on the free ball. Just one hit to get it over. Katie Johnson, she's got her first kill of the game. Puts that one down. It's now 2-1. Dolphin West Mustangs lead.
I've said it every time we've been on here since we started. Get it to your ace. Get it to the person that has got you here to this point.
Here is the Maurhill Mount Academy Ravens. Folsom pushing across with her right hand. Set up opportunity. Just spinning across. It's Denton, and that one just goes too far deep. A nice little bounce there by Hunley to let it go out of bounds.
That kind of surprised me a little bit. I thought maybe the Folsom girl, she decked the first time, just kind of get her feet underneath her. But I thought that time maybe she should have hit the ball just a little bit and get the aggressiveness going.
Here on the serve, Zwani Miller, the sophomore, one of the big players here for Maurhill Mount Academy. And just lifting is also
miscommunication between the Johnson girl and the setter. I think Johnson girl was ready for a quick hit in that middle, and the setter had other ideas.
Here, still, Zwani Miller serving it over. On the year, she's got over 50 aces. Here, nice little setup. Keckner to Adams. Adams puts it across on the angle shot. Katie Johnson, she puts that one down for her second kill of the evening. It's now 3-3.
That's the other thing, as you watch this higher level volleyball, that usually is well coached, is where that setter is in block receive. If they're down line, a lot of people try to take advantage of that and hit things down line to automatically take the setter out of the second hit.
Aaliyah Idle, the senior, serving this one across for the Mustangs. It's 3-3. Katie Johnson, that is another kill. That one was just perfectly set up for Maurhill Mount Academy. They were just trying to get it across.
Yeah, and Johnson's what? Got three of the 4 points. I mean, I haven't seen Dolphin West play all year, but you can tell right now their best player they're getting the ball to.
We had them on the KMZ 103.9 broadcast just earlier on in the year where they were able to sweep both teams in it at the triangular. But here, Maurhill Mount Academy responding with a point of their own.
Yeah, nice hit, nice spike in the middle there by 13.
Yeah, Cora Tomley, the junior, with the kill shot. Now,
yeah, I think I'll just say the numbers. I'll let you pronounce the name.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's always the hard part, is trying to get the name pronunciation.
Yeah, but there you go. Maurhill got the break, got the momentum break, and then they turn around to a service error.
Yeah, service error now, 5-4 is an error by Folsom. Maurhill now with the lead. Free Keckner setting up. Adams, and Adams puts that one down for a kill.
I'll tell you,
able to handle the heat.
Yeah, and centers don't get enough love at times. That was a great back set, though. She put a back set in motion on the money. Great set.
Cashing in, but we're tied here at 5-5. An even count. Now, just putting it down here, Rawls. Not able to get that kill shot in. Nora Adams. They have Longley. She puts it over. On a free ball, Katie Johnson. And they're going to say a violation against Dublin.
Somebody got in the net, it looks like.
Art Hill now. Up 5-6.
I think both teams are still trying to feel each other out just a little bit.
Adams. Across. Oh, and one that's right down on Broadway.
A great serve by number 11. Well on the money, and it didn't even get touched.
For Adams on the year, her 36th ace. She's got this Ravens team.
Holy
up 2 points, and now almost another ace.
Serve.
But now Mar Hill, it's on their side. Keckner trying to put that one down again. Money shot, cashing it in for another. It's now 8-5, the kill from Capri Keckner.
Her first of the evening. Yeah, excellent job for Mar Hill, getting Capri involved right from the get-go. Nice kill shot by number 5.
Adams across the net. Set up opportunity, trying to put it down to Smith. Couldn't get it to go. Capri Keckner, she just hits the antenna. I think she was trying to just go for the soft serve there, not ice cream, but just on the tip across, but went right into the antenna.
Yeah, they got the Smith girl, or not the Smith girl, but the Johnson girl in the back row. The Smith girl comes to the front row. And they went right to her.
8-6 now. Mario Mount Academy still with the lead. Back to serve Brenna Eady, the senior, number 7. Gets it across. Hundling.
Good pass.
And now just pushing it over. Almost a nice kill from Bradfield. A free ball sent over from Falk. Mar Hill, they get across. Nice dig by Johnson.
Somebody got in the net.
Yeah. Looks like, again, Dolphin West.
Yeah, one of Dolphin West players got in the net.
Now, 9-6.
This is something you usually don't see. I mean, this lower classification is the Folsom girl. When she gets to the back row, she's setting. You got a 6-foot setter.
Hunley, she's got 30 aces on the year. She's back here to serve for Mar Hill. Sends this one across. Won't get an ace off of it. Set up for Kitty Johnson, deep in the back row, but she gets it across. Folsom setting up Keckner! And she's got another kill.
I tell you, I mean, it's about getting it to your best player. I mean, we've seen it when the Dolphin girl was in the front row. Dolphin West got it to her about every time. Now when Mar Hill's best player got to that front row, man, they went to her 3 times in a row.
Keckner, 442 kills on the year. Right now, Smith trying to put that one down. Deflection, and it looks like in the net. They're going to get it up and west yet again.
Yeah.
11-6 now. Katie Johnson, the first team all-league returner from the TVL, will take the bench here for a quick substitution. Foster bumps here. Now the spike over from Keller. Mar Hill side. Just getting it over, but deflected back at Keckner. Dolphin West side now. Smith trying to put it down, and she's got a kill.
Nice hit by Bell Smith there on that weak side. It was a nice back set. Got up, hit it off the blocker, hit it out.
And we talked that Bell Smith was the one who did regional cross country this morning. And
thanks.
We think that, as you said, we think that we went to State, and then right now, trying to get an opportunity to go to State here. And volleyball as well. She just helped her team with her first kill of the evening. It's 11-7, but flip that around. It's 7-11, and Jonathan West, they're getting a fill up here on the board. It's 8-11.
Yeah, they got the momentum back going on their side, making a good run here to get back in the game.
For a quick pit stop, now they're only within by 3, 11-8. Set across from Keller. Nice dig from Adams. Butt ball. Handling mistakes. We're not able to get a real good pass to Keckner.
I'll tell you, this kid here serving, what is it, number 20? You watch your serve. It's a knuckleball. And that's one thing a lot of people don't even address or even notice, how that ball is coming across to the receiving team. Sometimes it's knuckleball. Sometimes it has side spin. Sometimes it'll have front spin on it.
Craig Keckner trying to put one down. Sent back across by Fulk. Adams. Fulton. Setting up Capri Keckner. Nice shot by Foster. Trying to put one down quickly with Denton. Here is Wani Miller, and I think they get her up on the net. They do.
They're in the net.
Nice little rally. And
a real good rally on both sides. Both teams were aggressive. Both had spike attempts. Great network on both ends.
Dolphin West, 4 straight points. It was 11-6. It's now 11-10. They're only down by one.
They're going to go. Yeah, they're going to.
Sabrina Kechner, and she's out of bounds. It's tied 11-11 and 5 straight points here for the Mustangs.
Yeah, she wanted to try to mix it up just a little bit there. She didn't go across court, got blocked last time. So she tried to dink it, just dinked it wide.
Again, these two teams, when they play each other, is a finish of 26-24 and then 25-19. Mario Men Academy taking the win earlier on in the season up in West.
Oh, nice cross court hit.
But a kill shot here. Again, you mentioned that cross court kill by Capri Kechner.
Yeah, Capri again. I said it's not rocket science. Go to your best players. They'll figure it out.
Well, I call her Capri because she's the juice here of the team.
Nice.
If you will. And she's got 3 kills already in set number one. Set up opportunity for Folk, and she puts that one right into the net here for a point from Mar Hill. Now 13-11. Cecile Bradfield, number 22, the sophomore, will now serve here. Bradfield on the year, 34 aces.
Did the Johnson girl go out? Diddy Johnson, did she go out?
Yeah, she's been out for a while here. Yeah. She's not injured, just went out on a substitution. Getting her some time off the court here, and I just mentioned the ace statistics from Bradfield. She came in there at 34, now she's got 35.
Yeah, she got another 41. One of those serves that just seems like it dies right when it gets over the net. So, I mean, their coach for Dolphin West is moving that back up closer, putting a lot of space behind them.
Across now here, just punching the ticket over. Edie on a free ball, as mentioned.
Yeah, Dunley, free ball right back.
Sending the free ball right back. Set up opportunity here on the far side of the net by Smith, deflected right back to Jonathan West. Smith trying to go back down, and she got the kill.
Nice slide by the Smith girl. What a slide is going off 1 foot. First time she did it, she tried to go cross court, got blocked. They saved it, Jonathan West did. They went right back to her the second time, and she did a slide, went down line with it for the kill.
Here, Dolphin West now only down by two. The Mustangs trying to stampede their way back to this one. Bell Smith across and out of bounds.
Yeah, the adrenaline just a little bit too high right there.
Yeah, you talk about a little bit of the adrenaline. Bell Smith already, she is in a second team lead right now with kills in this game, and she's got two.
Now
Johnson.
Now you got Johnson
the
back in. She got back to the front row.
Back in. She's got 3 kills today. Trying to go for a kill, but going out of bounds is Brenna Edie.
That was kind of an errant pass on the serve. I'll tell you, both these teams, they've had some pretty good serves. They've really thrown those passes off for the other team receiving them.
Once Dolphin West got tied to 11-11, scoring the last 7 points, had the last 7 points.
Oh, good. Nice dig.
Mar Hill.
Nice dig by Libero, 24.
Yeah, and over here, Mustangs deflected right back at him. Johnson, Zwani Miller back here. Mustangs
right
with it. Katie Johnson. Two-hand pushover, some communication issues.
Oh, great save by Folsom.
Save by Folsom. And now, push back across, Katie Johnson set up.
A
little bit of a misdirection.
I'm going to run Johnson again.
And they are. Johnson's back in it. Long
good block. Good block.
Back row, Hunley. Kechner set up for Folsom.
Good save by the back row.
Now.
Oh, what a rally.
What a rally. Between these two teams, set for
back
Folsom.
To Folsom again. Double block.
Now Mustangs with it. Katie Johnson one more time.
Four times a try. I'm not sure how
much they got it to.
What a rally. But every time, both sides set it up and both sides hit the ball. They hit the ball harder than that double. I mean, both sides are double blocking their strong suit. They're double blocking the middle and they're blocking the quick Kiwi girl, 17 for Mar Hill. And Mar Hill's doing a good job blocking the Johnson girl and the Bell Smith girl when she gets the front row. They're double blocking her.
Yeah, here taking a timeout will be the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens as they're only up by 3 points, 16-13. We'll take a timeout here. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KMCA 103.9.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, I don't like being selfish. Maybe I do. But I would argue that this is one of the best sub-states around here going on right now between all these teams. I mean, we had three sets in game number one. And this is a game game number two here between Mar Hill and Dauphin West. It's 16-13. Mar Hill's only up by three, but this one can also go three sets.
There have been four even teams. There are four even teams here.
Hunley, Dig, Bree Keckner, Folsom gets it across. Two-hand push. He's got a kill. Now 17-13 here after the kill from Folsom. She's got two here in set number one. Plenty of multi-kill athletes here. See, again, Keckner, she's got three in set one for Mar Hill. Deswani Miller sends it across the net. Up by four is the Raven. Set up for Johnson. Johnson going across the body here. Keckner going deep. Bell Smith with the save. Now up here, now going just too far deep is Roll.
That was a good save by Bell Smith. To see that, I mean, they tried that same back corner, getting to turn herself and lay herself out to save it. It was a good pass. But just a hit went a little bit long.
18-13 now. 5-point lead for the Mar Hill Mountain Academy Ravens. Again, they're seeded at third coming in this sub-state game, but they've already beat the seeded second, Dauphin West Mustangs, earlier on the year in a 2-0 set, in a 2-0 game, winning both sets. Katie Johnson trying to put this one down. Blocked right back at her. Going deep here. Dora Adams and...
That's about... a little bit long, but again, great double block. They got the Johnson girl hitting middle, and they got the 6-foot Folsom girl and the 13 girl from Mar Hill double blocking right in the middle, and that's making it difficult for her.
Aaliyah Idle, the senior, back to serve for the Mustangs. 18-14. We're still locked in here to set number one. Game one was won by Horton. They were victorious 2-1 against the against KCC. But we're with the Mustangs and Ravens. Katie Johnson going for the angle shot, digging nicely, but I think they're going to get a lift or they're going to get on the net.
Yeah.
Mustangs with the point. Aaliyah Idle still serving here, the senior. Up by three, still the Ravens. Cross, Hunley the Ribeiro, wearing the pink top. And now trying to put it down was Folsom. Now putting it over was Keller. It is fought in the back row. Yeah, he's mentioned great save. And now Johnson, free ball to send it over. Keckner, Folsom, love tap, just gets it over. Now Keckner, goal in the back court. What a shot!
That was a good shot. Cross court. And then she did that standing. Oh, great effort on both sides. I mean, watch the whole shift of both teams. Whether they're defending or whether they're on the attack, protecting their hitter. I mean, all players are moving simultaneously of what their responsibility is.
19-15 now, but Folsom shuts down the momentum of the Mar Hill side with a service error. Now 19-16. And shoot, we saw that in game number one where... You know, KCC had some momentum, but they lost it with the serving.
Yep, serving. You can't give free points to those teams.
Can't give out the free candy. No, I do wish I would have free candy right now, but Nora Adams trying to earn some with the kill attempt. Going to go across, just pushing it over here is Courtney Johnson.
How about they set it up?
That set up here, going for Keller, deflected, blocked right back at. Try to go to Keller one more time. Spector comes up to the front row, going for the... The dig, and looks like they're going to say Dauphin West at this point. Nora Adams went out of bounds with the kill attempt. And
Mar Hill's coach is kind of arguing the play. They're going to kind of get together.
Yeah.
Might be a touch.
Yeah, they might discuss this being a touch here. But we'll see where this point swings,
It was right in front of the top judge. I mean, he was right there. He's checking the line judge out.
And they're green. They're pointing guns at
West. They're saying no touch.
19-17 now, drawing it within two is the Mustangs. You got to give a lot of credit here to Katie Johnson, who's got four kills in this one, and she's had plenty of assists also from the rest of her team. And now another Mar Hill Mount Academy timeout, and we'll keep things here. But Mar Hill, they've actually used the last two timeouts, and they've still had the lead in both of the situations.
But it's all right. I mean, it's very important in volleyball. When we talked about it before the very first game, volleyball is about emotion. And when you get emotion going, it can roll and go. You got to keep ahead of it. You got to keep ahead of it so the other team doesn't get too much momentum. Because they get too much, it's hard to break. Unless they break it themselves, like we've seen a couple times with the serving. But so I think what Mar Hill's coach has done here, calling these timeouts early, before they get tied up. I still think it's a great strategy on her part. They still got the lead. Let's break it. Get another point here. Get to 20. Now, this part of Dauphin West, they got to play a little bit different strategies. They're all-league player now is serving.
Yeah, Katie Johnson there, back to serve. She does have an ace tonight, but the ace in her sleeve has been the play up at the front row of the net. Four total kills for her. Gets it across. Capri Kechner, she's got four kills herself as well. Sets this one up to Nora Adams. Puts across, couldn't get down the kill. It's Amtier. Keller! She's got the kill for the Mustang.
Yeah, nice hit by Keller. The block was just a little bit late, but man, she wound up and hit it right off the block and ended up in the seat.
Last time out by Mar Hill, Mar Hill came out and got the point. This time, the Mustangs come out of the timeout and get the point. They put some momentum, but Mar Hill, what a...
Man, they're
dime.
Really using that back corner. They found a weak spot in that zone of their defense, and they've tipped it to that back corner several times this first game.
20-18, up by two. Mar Hill, Mount Academy Ravens. Nora Adams, the one to serve it over. Foster, back. Johnson, Smith, rings it across. Now Folsom. Kechner, pushing, and into the net.
Ooh.
Well, she was called into the net.
Somebody's
the ball
down.
Was,
I think they collided with 40.
It looks that Bell Smith is down, and she is going to.
I think Mar Hill hit her, kind of ran, I mean, kind of got into the net, got underneath the net, and kind of ran into the Smith girl.
Yeah, so she is currently down. I mean, she's not like down. She's sitting up
just
here. She's down. Got her
I mean,
coach. And
hopefully, it was just something. I mean, maybe. I don't know, they're looking at her knee just a little bit here. Maybe she felt something.
Right now, it's 2019. Dauphin West only down by one. And a player like Bell Smith, man, she has contributed so much to today for this team. And she's just a junior, and she's got two kills already.
When she got to the front row, she made some great saves back in that back corner. There we go. Well, it's nice to see her walk off there. It looks like she's going to be all right. And it's always scary when you see an athlete like that go down. You hope everything's all right. Maybe it was just something that scared her just a little bit when the other girl kind of ran into her at the net.
Well, her team is saying, let's go.
Yeah.
And she's back up there stomping with the Mustang hooves. And she'll be back right into the huddle for the Dauphin West team.
I probably wouldn't have set her the first time just to get her feet underneath her. Just to make sure everything's all right. But you got to go to her at some point in this kind of a game. She's probably your best hitter right now in that front row.
Yeah, Bell Smith, she's, again, rung a couple in, two kills, and an athlete that this morning ran at regional cross country, and she has been running away with some serious momentum here for the Dauphin West Mustangs.
You got to respect kids that do multi-sport like that, that are able to, and not just do it, but do it at a high level. I mean, this kid qualified for the state cross country meet next week, and here she is. I mean, giving her team an opportunity by being a part of Dauphin West volleyball and trying to get the state themselves.
20-19, the Mustangs only down by one with the serve. Brenna Eady, the senior. Waiting to fire this one out. We're getting the whistle blow, and it will go. Right-hand serve from Eady. Hunley, Folsom, setting up Kechner on the near side, and no one was there.
But again, who you go to? You go to your best player that's up there in that front row, and that's five. They knew how to break the momentum and break D West.
21-19, Capri Kechner, five kills in set number one. Hunley here to serve. Ravens up by two, 21-19. And getting the kill, number 20, Kaya Keller. She's got two here on the day in set one.
That's why you keep hitting the ball. I mean, Mario's doing a good job blocking. I mean, it just came off the block hard and ended up out of bounds.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that in game number one. Don't go around the blockers. Oh, fight through them.
I mean,
fight at them.
I mean, volleyball's about, high-level volleyball is about aggressiveness. I mean, whether it's at the high school level, upper level, college, be aggressive.
Be aggressive. Just getting over. Hunley. Folsom. Stay up on the near side. Bradfield, she gets it across. Kechner, just pushing it over. Dauphin West, they get it from Denton. Nora Adams sets up. Kechner, scrambling. Katie Johnson, nice little free ball sent across. Two-hand push. Now back on the Mustang side, setting up Bell Smith. And she's got a kill. It's tied at 21 all.
Yeah, I think she's all right.
I think she is too.
All right. great fight cross court by Bell Smith.
Bell Smith, three kills. It's on the game. She just tuned in. Smith, she went down on the court earlier. She was really hindering her right knee, but I think I'm going to say that the knee's pretty all right. As she just went down for a massive kill to tie this game at 21 all. Free Kechner going across body here. Step opportunity for again Smith that she just hits it over with two hands, underhand, gets it across. Oh. And Capri Kechner, sixth kill of the day, puts Mar Hill up 22-21.
Okay, Mar Hill keeps going to her. I mean, she's going to her the first time. Excellent job for coverage on D West. Second time, she just mixed it up, hit it just a little bit farther left, and it was down.
Sixth kill from Capri Kechner, the player who came in the day with 440 kills on the season. Incredible numbers. Bell Smith this time rings it too far deep. It's 23-21.
Yeah, she got a hit from her weak side. She got the guard over on the weak side now.
And now the Mustangs will use their first timeout of the game as they are down by two with set point on the line. If Mar Hill gets the second one, they're up 23-21. We'll be back here in 30 seconds on KNZA 103.9.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Faint in Holton for a free insurance review.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals.
This is the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Providing free estimates for body repair.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. Specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. For tire service and
top notch. With an expanding fleet. Back in the studio is MJ, and we're still here with continuing Mar Hill Mount Academy. Their serve over is 23-21, and deflection here blocked greatly from Mar Hill Mount Academy.
Great block by Folsom. That was serving for game number one.
Yep. Set point, 24-21. Folsom, two kills and a block today, and the one that can maybe end it, Lucille Bradfield. She's already got an ace here today. Almost has one. She does.
Great serve. That thing was, again, a knuckleball serve, and it really put Dauphin West back on their heels.
And that ends set number one, 25-21. Mar Hill Mount Academy secures the set one victory. And up and coming in just 3 minutes, we'll have set number two. It is a do or lose for Dauphin West. Mar Hill Mount Academy, they just need one more set to go.
Yeah, the first one was just a game of runs. I mean, so just like the first match we've seen today. D-West went on a run there for 4 or 5 points. Again, Mar Hill kept their composure. The coach called a couple timeouts, even when they were ahead, like you mentioned before, to keep them in the lead, and they followed through with it.
We'll be back.
And they didn't do the service errors like we've seen before.
We didn't see that, but again, set number one victorious by Mar Hill, 25-21. We'll take a minute or so break here, and we'll return on KMZ 103.9.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. Specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair, their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody, welcome back to MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked in to 103.9 KNZA. We got the Jonathan West Mustangs here. They dropped set number one, 25-21, to the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens. They're trying to get well nested here in set number two. And they could, if they win this, move on to the sub-state championship game against the number eighth ranked team, according to KVA rankings, in the classification of 2A, the Horton Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, the U.S., you got to remember, if you watched any of that first game, who won the first game of the last match? KCC. Then Horton went back-to-back and ended up winning the game. So, I mean, all they got to do is win this second game, push it to the third.
Yeah, and in that game, it was 25-22, the end, where KCC beat Horton. It feels like, in a way, it was self-inflicted wounds for Horton, and they were able to clean things up. And it was that level of play that when they cleaned things up, they succeeded in the second set, in set number three. And, again, they got to force this set number two if they want to get a third here. Katie Johnson, she starts the scoring here for the Johnson West Mustangs.
What do you go to? Go to your right to your best player. And what you do is you put it down hard. Made a statement.
Katie Johnson, 5 kills on the day. She had 4 in set number 1. She's got 1 here to start set number 2. It's 1-0. The Mustangs lead down to serve. Courtney Johnson, number 4, the sophomore. Fires it across. Right-hand serve. Adams to Folsom. And Folsom hits Atena. We're waiting for the late whistle call. And they finally call it. It was the referee on the far side away from the antenna was the one who got it whistled.
Yeah, the up ref was like 2 foot from the antenna. I missed that call.
I mean, it was rattling him. My thought was maybe an earthquake right there.
But too close.
Trying to send this one down and getting the first point here for Mar Hill. Capri Kechner. She's got 7 now.
I mean, again, they got her involved right from the get-go in that first game. You can tell it, man. Kid's playing at a high level right now for being a young kid.
Kechner, 7 kills on the day, 6 kills in set number 1. Gets this one over the net is Kechner. She was down to serve. Johnson doing a little bit of trickery here with the two hands put across. Now Johnson, another chance to put it down. Deflected right back at her by Folsom. And now trying to go down for the kill, almost getting it. Hundley keeping it alive. Free ball sent over from Kechner. Set up, Johnson. Just a little bit of finesse here. Now set back to Adams. And that's going to go down as a kill for Nora Adams, her first kill of the night, coming in set 2.
Yeah, they're trying to mix it up a little bit there. I mean, both teams are kind of dink it a couple times to kind of mix up it. But go back to what got you here. Hit the ball.
Here, it is tied 2-2 now. Capri Kechner, the serve, just gets over the net, dives straight down into Johnson's hands. Putting over was Courtney Johnson, though. Adams sends this one across. Nice dig from Courtney. And now a nice angle shot taken, but received well by the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens. Back now on the Mustang side. Foster set up here for Johnson, and I think they're going to give this point to Mar Hill.
Yep.
Going too deep.
Great effort on D-West side. I mean, they laid out a couple times to save a couple of hits.
The Mustangs score the first 2 points here in this set number 2, and the last 3 points have been earned by the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens, and now the last 4 points have been made by Capri Kechner, recording her first ace of the game, and then on the table.
They had several today, right?
From Capri Kechner, it's her first, but 4 team aces all together from the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens. And here, nice kill.
Nice hit by Johnson.
Johnson on the day, 6 kills.
They got her in the middle. I mean, her natural tendency is to go to the back left corner. That time she kind of twisted her body a little bit and went to the back right corner.
One thing I was going to try to mention, Kechner now has 63 total aces on the year. Hundley,
wow.
Kechner, set up for Folsom, just pushing across on the two hands. Now Katie Johnson puts this one down. 3 kills already in set number 2 for Johnson. It's 4-4. She's only 1 kill away from tying the amount she had in set number 1. tied 4-4. Here, Keckner setting up Adams, bouncing just off the net. Set up opportunity near side. Keller goes out of bounds. Mustangs now down 5-4.
Oh, wait a second.
Oh, they're going to say it was tipped.
The back line judge said it was tipped. That's unusual. He was behind the actual hitter. Usually it's the line judge on the side that the hit's coming to.
Now you
wow.
Credit Johnson with the kill. She's got 8 kills today. Hunley, Keckner pushing across. And out of play, the Mustangs now up 6-4. This is like taking the same script from game number one.
Yep.
Now the Mustangs got momentum and can turn the tide. Across, Idle. Keckner, Folsom. Just puts it over.
I'm going to take a lift. Lift on Johnson. The other thing you're like, I mean, both these young, I'm not that close, but both these young women coaches, they're keeping their composure. They're talking to their kids nonstop about things they need to be doing.
6-5. Zwani Miller puts it across. In the air. Now Johnson. The free ball sent across. Keckner. Nora Adams. Johnson. Opportunity for Keller. Deflected at the line, but Mario's side. Adams goes too deep. 7-5. Mustangs lead. Back to serve. Katie Johnson. She's got 8 kills today. Not an ace. Could pick up one here, though. Couple of dribbles. Fire at the right hand. Across Hunley. Mar Hill. Keckner. Folsom. Picked up by Johnson, who sends across on a free ball. And now the angle shot taken by Nora Adams. Not good. Deflection. Ball riding on the top of the net in the middle. Keckner. Standing flat-footed, hitting that one across. Keller into the net. 7-6. Mar Hill down by one. Back to serve. Number one, Caitlin Folsom. Folsom on the year, 18 aces. Tonight, 2 kills and a block. She hasn't recorded a point yet in this set number two, though. Folsom across the net, and there's their first ace. So you get the broadcaster's curse, and then sometimes you get the broadcaster's prediction, maybe? Right there, someone in the ace, maybe. 7-7 now. Smith, putting across. Dig by Hunley, just put over from Bradfield. Mustangs trying to put it across. It's Smith. Hunley, the bump. Excuse me, a set here for Keckner from the, I mean, she's 4 feet behind the attacker's line, and she fired that one just way out of bounds. So we Mustang's point here, but
the ref was, or coach was questioning something. They went to the line judge to question something.
Point not being officially tacked on. Now it will be. It's officially 8-7. Mustang's back here with the lead when it was tied 7-7. Brenna Eady here to serve. In set number two, a must-win for Donovan West as they drop set number one, 25-21. The winner of this game will face the Horton Chargers in a sub-state championship. Two, go for the set, the bump across now, putting it over was Bradfield. Now Keller, it's on Mar Hill's side, and hitting it with too much power out of play is Nora Adams. Donovan West now up by 2-9-7. Serving once more, Brenna Eady. Pushed across, Folsom. Now Keckner, back row, Foster getting the pickup. Now Bell trying to ring it down for a kill, couldn't get to go, and touching the net with Falk.
Yeah, don't get it in the net.
And Falk, she had a really, really solid setup right there for herself on the in the middle of the net, but again, her hand just went right down to the top of the white.
Excellent job for, I mean, Donovan West kind of mixed it up and went through a couple backs at the Smith kid.
Now Smith, you brought her up. Now look at that. There she is, bringing one in for a kill.
And in the last position she was at, she was hitting to the from the far left point. Now she went over to her strong side and started hitting over there. So these coaches, they're adjusting their hitters to different positions on the court just to kind of throw to change the strategy a little bit and keep the other team on their toes about who's blocking where.
Bell Smith, 4 kills in this match. 3 kills in set 1, 1 kill in set number 2. And Keller, Kia Keller, she's back there to serve here for the Mustangs as they're up by 2, 10-8. Keckner from the attacker's line, just a little imbalanced, but gets it across on the run hand. Hit across Bella Smith. She's blocked. Lead up by Cecile Bradfield. 10-9. Mustangs with the lead still, but Mar Hill creeping back in it. Megan Hunley, the sophomore libero, wearing the pink top. Getting it across on the serve. Bell Smith trying to ring it down, and she is blocked by Capri Keckner.
An excellent recognition on Mar Hill's part, knowing where the Smith girl was, and kept her double block over there with her.
Capri Keckner, 7 kills, an ace, and a block today. Hunley getting it across. Foster, now Smith.
That rolled up.
Violation now, 10 all. In set number 1, it was tied 11-all, but that was the last time either, well, actually, excuse me, it's 21-21, deep into it. And, of course, pulling away with the last 4 straight points was Mar Hill to win it 25-21. Set for Falk. Falk finessing it over. Well picked up by Bradfield. Keckner sends it over. Set up for Bell. Bell deflected right back at her. Bell, one more chance here. Right back at her again, but this is going to go down as a kill.
Yeah, number 17, Mara Hill, had 2 real good blocks up there.
Jaswani Miller, this young sophomore. This game is now tied again at 11-all. It was the same in set number 1. Just a little bit of a different process getting to this point. Smith across, Folsom, Keckner, angle shot, kill.
Great pass, great set by the Folsom kid. And Mara Hill's number 5, I mean, just put it down. Great athlete.
Keckner had 6 points in set number 1. All were kills. She's got 4 points in set number 2, but she's switched things up. 2 kills, an ace, and a block here. 12-1 to score. Mar Hill back in it with the lead.
Well, you got your all-league player there.
And yep. Johnson, the first-team all-league player that you mentioned.
I couldn't get it out before she got it to her, and they hit it.
Well, she gets too quick.
Very smart. Very smart on D. West part. When she gets back to that front row, when you need a point, go to her. She's smart enough. She's going to get it down somewhere.
9 kills on the game for Katie Johnson. 4 in set 1, 5 in set 2. She's been dominant today. I wish I had some stats here on the season for Jonathan West Mustangs, because I'll tell you what, I bet Katie Johnson is an incredible player on the stat sheet all around in every aspect that she contributes. Folsom tapped across with some finesse, set up. Well, a little misdirection, put across Mar Hill. Excuse me, Mustangs back on their side. Katie Johnson deflection. And it's going to be a kill now here for Johnson.
Right. Keep hitting. I mean, the block was there. It was an excellent double block by Mar Hill. But, man, she hit it off of him so hard, it hit it out of bounds.
10 kills on the night for Katie Johnson. 4 in set 1, and here 6 in set number 2. Almost an ace just across. Ace. What a save by Nora Adams. Katie Johnson breaks the momentum.
Wow.
The kill.
The Johnson, that was a heck of a hit. Yeah, go to her. You just got to keep feeding her the ball. She's in that middle.
Just keep giving her the sweep. Man, what a hit. 14-12. Mustangs here with the lead. Put across. Keckner. Crossbody shot. Foster in the back row. Put over by Wentz. Wettstein. Here, just pushed across by Rawls. Rawls now in this game as well. Keckner deflected up the line. Foster the libero. Nice pickup in the back row. One more to get it across. Rawls almost with the kill, but it's going to be a hitting error.
Yep, Mar Hill. They're going to call a timeout. Mar Hill going, look at it. I like Mar Hill's coach here. If she's not getting excited with the kids, she's kept her composure. She said timeout, brought the kids over, even kill. I love coaches like this that can keep their composure. It's a tight game. It's not like it's a blowout. Nothing to get too excited about. But, again, here's kids to refocus and go back to what got you here to begin with and won that first game. All right, let's get it to that kid that hits the ball so well. That's what I'm trying to set her up. But excellent strategy on D. West's part this second game. When Johnson gets to the front row, they got her in the middle now, and she's just hitting both corners. D. either hitting both corners or hitting hard enough off the double block, it's going to clear out of bounds.
Mario Manicabbi, they've used three timeouts today. Johnson West, they've only taken one. That was when they were down 23 to 21 in set number one. But Mar Hill, they had the lead twice in both of their timeouts in set number one. But here they take a timeout as they're down by three, 15 to 12. Sarah Null, she's the head coach here of Mar Hill Matt Academy, and Carla Johnson is the head coach of the D West. And here, an ace for the Mustangs. It's now 16 to 12. They're up by four. Ace credited to Courtney Johnson, the first ace of the game, and actually the first ace on the entire team for Johnson West. Keckner, deflection at the line.
Oh, good.
Great
save
by Keller. Put across by Rolls. And now again, you mention her. Just keeping it alive. Rolls sends it across.
Oh, man, you're going right back.
And back teams going back to each other. And here, a point for the Mustangs. Not able to handle the, I wouldn't say the heat from Johnson, but Keckner, an ill hit.
I assume they're both sisters.
I'm not sure if both are sisters, but
One's a sophomore and one's a senior.
But Katie Johnson, she has been incredible. And Courtney, she's back there to serve. Folsom puts it across. Foster in the back row. Foster it, and now a triple block. Getting it over, though, this time. Over the blockers was Wetstein and Keckner. They are going to say it's out of play. No one had the tip. It's now 18 to 12.
But again, great strategy off that timeout. When they set the Johnson girl in the middle, they brought three blockers in there, the triple blocker, realizing that that's where they're getting all their points from, is that middle kid up in the front row. That's triple blocker.
Now 18 to 12. We'll take a 30-second timeout here. The Mustangs now leading a set number two, 18 to 12. They need to win this is for set number three. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mustangs up 8-12 here. Courtney Johnson with the serve. Folsom, Capri Keckner on the attacker's line, sends it over on the right-hand hit. Set up opportunity for Johnson. Johnson putting it down, trying to use a little bit of finesse. Pushed across by Keckner. Courtney in the back row. Set up for Johnson. Johnson puts it across. Hundley. Folsom. Right hand arc. Hits it across. Put up here for Johnson. Johnson goes down.
Go back to her. The Johnson kid is a player.
Johnson in set number two has 9 kills. She has 13 kills on the night. Feed the first team all-league returner from the Twin Valley League. Putting it down, trying to, Mar Hill, and now getting the kill here is Wetstein.
An excellent decision by the center on D West. They've been going to Johnson, 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 and they've been triple blocking her with Mar Hill. What does she do? She back sets to the weak side. An excellent hit by that kid.
20 to 12 now, and the Mustangs with all the momentum in the world.
Until what happened?
A service error.
But what a run. What a run for D West.
And I'll tell you what, it was all behind Courtney Johnson, who she also had an ace in that rally there, unfortunately, with the air. A near ace here. Foster has to send it over on a free ball. She gets it across. Cody, now Folsom, angle shot.
It's saved by 20.
Yeah, picked up here, put across from Rawls.
Oh,
the kill from Ziswani Miller.
Same spot.
I believe it was Ziswani Miller, was it?
Yeah.
Ziswani Miller?
Yeah.
Ziswani Miller.
But it was the same spot as that back corner.
Now 20 to 14, and an ace for Keckner. Keckner, she's got two aces in set number two. And now,
just law enforcement on D West side hit the top of the net and just kind of rolled over. Nothing they really could have done with that one.
Three straight points here for Marhill Matt Academy. Down by 5, point of 15, and another ace from Capri Keckner. It's 20-16.
Okay, I love this number 5 for Marhill. She's a player, too. I mean, when she got to the front row, they went to her, and she just kept giving them points, kept giving them points. Now she's back here serving, and she's making it difficult for D-West.
Keckner has a total of 12 points tonight. She's gotten 8 from kills. She's had 3 assists. There's 3 aces and a block. But here, putting a muffler on it, is going to be Katie Johnson with, again, another kill. She's got 14 kills tonight, 10 alone.
I know we talked a lot about those two kids we're mentioning a lot, but it's all of them playing together. I mean, we should give more credit to the kids that are diving after the balls and setting them up and things of that nature because they're getting after it.
Here, Cody, now Folsom, now Adams, keeping it inside the antenna, just barely the Mustang. Ball handling error, just some miscommunication up on the front row of the line. It's now 21-17, but still, Bonfin West, they need to win set number 2 here to force the set number 3. They lost set number 1, 25-21 against the Marhill Matt Academy Ravens. Who wins this one will go on to the sub-state championship game against the Horton Chargers. Courtney Johnson setting up Katie Johnson, and she goes for a kill for 11.
Good strategy. I mean, she did kind of a slider behind the center there, kind of mixed up. The timing was off on Mar Hill's blockers with that slide.
Katie Johnson, 15 kills today. She's the one who serves it across. It's on the Mustang side right now. Bell Smith trying to put it down. Hundley in the back. That was the libero. Sent over by Capri Keckner. Now here, Rawls getting it pushed right back at her here. Near side here, now put over.
Oh, good save.
Now, good save by Hundley. Adams, she sends it over with a two-hand push. Smith, again, angle shot, picked up by Keckner. Now Hundley, Keckner
back
jumping
row,
and spiking on the attacker's line. Foster, now Courtney, now Katie. She sends it over on a free ball, two-hand push. Nora Johnson, here's the same, Nora Adams, same thing here. Pushing across, dig, and it's going to be out. As he sails out of bounds. 23-17. And again, sometimes you like the short rallies where you get the point quick. And right there, when you get the point in a longer winded rally, that's a lot of momentum that kind of.
That other team wastes a lot of energy and didn't get anything out of it.
Capri Keckner setting up Nord Adams, who sits on the angle, couldn't get to go down. Kill shot here from Kaya Keller, her third of the night, her first here, importantly and crucially. In set number 2, it's 24-17. We have now reached that point. And now we're seeing the same storyline that we saw in that first game with Horton and KCC. And now the Mustangs are now getting a good feel for it. Mustangs, it's on their side here, trying to ring it up. Yep. And that will force a game number 3. Back-to-back kills from Kia Keller.
Why not? Why not see more volleyball? Let's go 3 and all of them.
We love to see it. We love to hear it. We love to feel the energy. We'll be back here in 2 minutes for a set number 3, Marhill Matt Academy against the Jonathan West Mustangs here on 103.9 KNCA. We're just going to keep things here with you. Again, Jonathan West, they played a very quality and efficient game, or set number 1, or they didn't play a very great set number 1. Again, they lost 25-21, but in set number 2, it's like we see the same script that we saw from that Horton game where Horton, they lost set number 1 by a pretty, I mean, not a big margin, only by 3, but, and then set number 2, it's like they found their comfortability. They found their big player. Who was that? Piper Chartier. And here, what did Dawson West do? They got the ball to Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson had 11 kills.
You can tell she's a very smart player. She just wasn't sitting at the middle and just trying to hit as hard as she can straight at the block. She was trying to hit corners. She's trying to hit off the block. I mean, Marielle even did a great adjustment and tried to triple block her a couple times. And what does she do? She does a slide behind the setter and away from the triple block. So excellent job by the coaching staff on that side of making adjustments. For that side, both sides. Find the difference in that second game for Mar Hill. They stopped being aggressive. I mean, if you looked at that game, who was the one that was attacking? Well, it was more often than not, it was D-West. I mean, they had some kills, so they did to keep a game close. But if you look overall the whole game, the person that attacked the most won that game.
We'll take a quick one-minute timeout here on KNZA. Stay tuned here for set number three between Mar Hill and Dauphin West.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, market president at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We didn't start quite on time here, but you are in time here to know that Dauphin West is up 1-0 to start set number three. Katie Johnson with her 16th kill of the game first to start off here in set number three.
Well, where are you going to?
And you're going to Johnson. Nice pickup by Cody Johnson again with another kill. And Johnson, she starts set number three with two kills.
This is what's great about small classification volleyball is you might, I mean, because you're limited on the talent pool that you have a lot of times because you deal with a lot of small enrollment, is when you got one or two good hitters, being able to how to mix it up so teams just can't.
Capri Keckner here with it, now being pushed across here, the Mustangs. Blocked back to them, he's Wani Miller, trying to go for another deflection here. Pushed across by Bell Smith. Cody. Setting up Dijuani Miller, and in the net she goes. It's 3-0, Mustang start. And we are saying the exact same thing that we saw in game number one with Horton, where when they got to set number three, they rode off momentum of set two, and then they played all the way efficient here. Capri Keckner getting set up way past the antenna, but she keeps it inside. Barely. Courtney Johnson gets it over, and
oh, great save.
Saving it. Boom! Oh. And no one on
whoa.
The side looks to go for the ball.
What a great save by Mar Hill.
Wow! No one communicated that one. That one was...
But great save, great hustle. God, you love it. The kid's just diving all over the place.
That one felt like just clear as day. Someone needed to pick it up, and no one was there. Katie Johnson here. She puts a cap on the seal, puts the momentum back for Dauphin West with another kill here.
Yep. She, I mean, got herself out of that middle, went to the front right. Their strong side. Put her down, now they're moving her back to the middle again. God, great adjustments. If you're watching the game and you can see the adjustments both coaches are making to kind of make it difficult for the other side.
4-1, Hunley, Keckner just trying to push it across. Does get it over. Mustang, Johnson. And that's
great
a great block from Folsom.
Oh, sorry.
Folsom,
yeah,
two blocks today. Now 4-2. Folsom, she's got two blocks, two kills, and an ace. Another great player here for the Mar Hill Mount Academy team. Folsom on the year has 57 total blocks now. 4-2. Mar Hill with the service is Wani Miller. Gets it across. Katie Johnson puts some finesse. Give her another kill. She's got 19 today.
What a smart player. Man, I am impressed with that kid. Just a smart kid.
Yeah, we talk about Katie Johnson again. She hasn't gotten a point off a block or an ace, but she's got 19 points alone off of kills. 5-2. Mustang serve. Set up for Folsom. And that one's going to be a kill for her.
Nice hit by Folsom.
Folsom putting this one within two for Mar Hill. It's 5-3. And we mentioned Mar Hill and Mustangs, they played each other earlier on the year. Mar Hill, they won 2-0 in straight sets against the Mustangs. But here, we're in set number three, an important semifinal game to decide who will play Horton in the sub-state championship game. And going too far will be Kia Keller. So now it is 5-4. Mustang still with the lead. Serving, Folsom, across the net, deep into the back. It's Smith, set up opportunity for Johnson. Finesse, not able to handle the trick, was Twombly.
And man, that was kind of even off kilter where they usually are. The center was way out of position along the down line. Is where she tried to set the ball, and Johnson set up right next to her. And she, the only thing that she could do is go cross court.
20 kills on the day for Johnson. Nice dig, but not able to handle it. Just a handling error, but 7-4 now for the Dauphin West Mustangs, leading a crucial and important set number 3. And here I'm seeing the Mar Hill Mount Academy Raven mascot come out here.
Yep.
Trying to help maybe build some momentum for this team. Adams. Deflection, yep. Kill.
You just mentioned it, and they got it.
Yeah, look at that.
That's what they needed.
They just needed the Raven to show up. Now they got the Raven here, so maybe they'll flock together and try to make a comeback. They're down 7-5 in set number 3. Clubs will always see the mascots coming up and showing some help. Here, set over on an underhand free ball. What a play. I believe that goes down to the kill.
Yeah, I guess you give her the kill, but great save. Slayed it out and fits it.
Rawls. I mean, it was not returnable. Yes, again, just a great underhand free ball that was just, it was soft serve. It just barely went over the net and dropped right in. It's not your typical high heat kill. Capri Kechner sends this one on an angle, the two-hand push. Step opportunity here for Keller, and she goes out of bounds.
Yeah, good decision by the libero, Mar Hill. I mean, she got her hands up there, going to take that dig, but realized where she was on the floor and opened her arms out, and it was long.
Megan Hundley, she's the one who watched it go out, and she'll be the one here to serve. 8-6, Mustangs leading set number 3. Winner goes to the sub-state championship. Bell Smith here, deflected right back at her, setting up an opportunity. It's going to be pushed across off the right hand of Keller. Set up again, Capri Kechner, angle shot here, deep in the row, past Katie Johnson. That's a kill for Kechner. Her first in set number 3, and that's really impressive to kind of hear that was Kechner's first kill in this set. She's had 6 points and 8 kills up to this point through her first 2 sets, 6 points apiece, and now she's finally on the board here for her Mar Hill team, down 8-7. Now, onside the Mar Hill, Capri Kechner, and that's going to be a ball handling error against Nora Adams, now 9-7.
What a third game.
And just what a night of substate.
Oh, yeah, man, what an environment. This place is packed. Man, if you're around Horton, come on by. We can find room for you.
I don't know where.
Maybe I got a concession stand or something.
I don't know. Might just start throwing some on the rafter, I guess. But here, an ace. It will be Addie Foster. Her first point of the night. The libero. It was
Keller.
Kia Keller with her first ace on the night. That's her fifth point as well. She's had 4 kills up to this point. And here, seeing if they call her out of bounds, they do. Capri Kechner now up with it.
Yeah, they tried to go. That's the right strategy. They're going to call a timeout here. It kind of breaks the momentum. Where do you go to? You go to the kid that kind of shifted the momentum a couple times. She tried to go down line instead of cross court like she's done the last 4 or 5 hits. She just misplaced it, and it was about a foot out down line.
Yeah, Dauphin West, they have been efficient here. Out of the last 8 points, they have scored 5. It is 11-7. They currently have the lead. You talk about the success here for Dauphin West. Katie Johnson with 20 kills on the game. She's got 5 here in set number 3. In set number 1, she only had 4 kills. And maybe that's what you kind of look for. She even was on the bench at one point in set number 1. But you go into set number 2, she had 11 kills in it. And so you kind of feel a player like her, your ace in your sleeve. Now she's getting ready and, you know, red hot. We got 14 seconds here. And so we're going to erase that. Timeout ends a little early. 11-7 here. Mustang with the lead in set number 3. Again, reminder, winner goes to the sub-state championship against Horton. Keller across the net. Hundley for Mar Hill sends it over. And this is going to be a point for the Mustangs.
And not what, something you want to happen right after your timeout. I'm sure the coach said, hey, keep your composure. You're all right. Let's get a good pass up here near center. Let's get a set so we can get a kill shot.
Donovan West has only called one timeout today. Mar Hill Mount Academy has used five. They've used two when they were down. They've used three, or they've used two when they were down. And here, Capri Kechter.
And again, I don't know if anybody can't see it, obviously. Kechter's been hitting outside all day. What did he do that time? Coach hit her, had her hit middle. She hit middle and got it down. Great adjustment by the coach.
Sarah Knoll, the coach of Mar Hill Mount Academy, Carla Johnson of Donovan West, the Mustangs. Who will come out in set number three? Stay locked in to find out here on this Saturday. Mustang sending it over on a free ball was Bradfield. Excuse me, Denton.
Oh.
And now Capri Kechter with a kill. Again, she's really starting to angle her shots a little better for.
I know. We're saying
three.
The same thing on both sides. Get it to the best player. We're going to start a question to call here.
And,
but he hit the antenna. So I don't know for sure what happened.
And I think, you know, that's I feel like that's what you say amongst every sport. Give it to your best player. Give it to your best player.
Oh, definitely.
And let the supporting craft help her out.
And then they got the momentum. It's like, this is your emotional leader. Get to her. Everybody else will follow suit. And they're hustling.
Here on the game, Kechter, she has a total of 15 points for her team and getting an A.
You see how that momentum can change in volleyball? Just like that. You got it to the Kechter girl. She got a kill. And boom, boom, rattled off 2-3 points in a row.
Bradfield has three aces today. She had two in set number one. She's got one here in set number three. But
I think he just jinxed her.
Yeah, it's called the announcers or broadcasters or any way you want to put it, James. It's the scariest thing that can happen in October.
But up to that point, yeah, she was on point.
Bell Smith across the net here on the serve, and she's got an ace. Just the second ace for the team.
That's one of these things. This coach is sitting here thinking 14-10, there's a 4-point spread. You can't let it get too far out of hand. You got to keep it close. I think she has one more timeout left. I'm not sure.
14-10 now, and now Smith, he goes too far out. So, again, you get it. We've seen both teams, as soon as they get an ace, they fall after the service error.
Yeah, she can keep her timeout in her pocket. They kind of did it to themselves with the service error.
But still, Mustangs, 14-11 lead here in set number three. And, again, another service error, this time by the senior leader, sophomore leader, Capri Kechter. That's something that's a little unheard of, the momentum builder, in a way.
She's an athlete. I mean, she is an athlete. I mean, and you can tell she's played a lot of volleyball.
Now, across the net, turn for the Mustangs, Courtney Johnson. They're up 15-11.
See where they go here.
There was Folsom, Johnson, across. This is a must-win, set number three. They go to the state, sub-state championship, and Capri Kechter, you saw the service there. And now she's got a hitting error.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of a youth error there, a youth mistake. Yeah, you want her to hit the ball, but maybe she needs to take a little bit off of it on that situation.
Mar Hill Mount Academy, last season, they ended sub-state in the semifinal. The JC were sweeped, and here, a nice kill from Mar Hill.
Again, they know where that soft spot is, and that's in that back right corner right by that line judge. They got a little soft spot in their coverage.
16-12, up 5-4. Mustang still, but trying to climb back is Mar Hill. Zwani Miller gets it across. Foster now is set up here for Johnson. Great set from Courtney.
You got your moneymaker up front row. Get her the ball. Let's win this thing. That should be D. West's mindset. She's up in the front row now. Get her the ball. She's going to score you some points.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've called her name in this set. But
well, she got in the back row. I mean, now she got back in the front row, so she got back in the game.
Getting back up in that front row rotation. But Johnson, she's got six kills here in this set number three. But on the game, she's got 21. 17-12 now. Mustang still with the lead. Pushing across. Nora Adams for the Ravens. Now Katie Johnson, two-hand finesse push over the net. Now Capri Kechter, she's got the two-hand push to put it over the net.
If somebody does something.
Free ball, then over. Now Mar Hill trying to respond with it. Folsom trying to put down a kill, was dug up by Bell. Now coming up to the net and trying to put it down. And Hunley had a nice save. Going back for it was Cody to keep it alive. Kechter sends it across. Nice dig in the back from Courtney. And then was sent over from the Mustangs. Folsom tip at the line, long rally, and finally the kill comes away with Folsom.
Yeah, that's a job by Mara Hill, setting a six-foot Folsom girl in that front middle. She really became aggressive, so she has in this last set.
Caitlin Folsom, a block and two kills in set number three. She's got four kills tonight, but here, a service error.
And as simple as that, I mean, you could tell if you were watching that kid, she took her eyes off the ball right before her hand hit the ball, and that's all it took, and had service error.
And now, the hot hand to serve. Katie Johnson, with over 21 kills on the game, gets it across, up 18-13 is the Mustangs in set number three. Foster, a nice save, putting her body on the line in the back row. And pushing it just over was Keller. Bradfield sets it over for the Ravens. Behind the back, two-hand push over was Bell. Now Mustangs back it onto their side. Push across by Courtney Johnson. Nice little dig pops up. And now Keckner gets across. Angle shot from the attacker's line. Right side. And now trying to go in for the kill, but too far back is Kia Keller. 18-14. Whoever wins will face Horton, the number 8 ranked team according to KVA rankings, in the sub-state championship. They beat KCC. It's 18-14. Mustangs with the lead, and now a kill here, taken from the outside hitter, Bell Smith.
Yeah, go to the cross-country girl. That's what they're saying. You're going to question. Now Johnson's in the back row. Who are you going to? Is D-West. They went to the Smith kid.
And we talk about Belle Smith. I mean, she ran cross country this morning. She actually fell down at one point in this game. We were unsure if she was going to come back in, but ever since getting hurt, she's scored 5 points for this Mustangs team. And so she must be feeling pretty all right down there. Capri Keckner here, deflection at the line, and they're going to get a point for Dauphin West. Is up on the net with Mar Hill. It's now 20-14.
Yeah, and that really wasn't her fault. The set was just a little bit too close to the net. So she was doing her approach. Her momentum just carried her into the net.
Well, we'll keep things here as we got momentum. They're locked into 103.9 KNZA. It is 20-14 in set number three. Dauphin West taking on Mario Mount Academy. The first set, the Ravens won 25-21. They didn't really have to break too much of a sweat in it. But in set number two, Dauphin West came back and they were victorious 25-17. And in set number three, they lead right now 20-14.
You can't stop being aggressive. That's the big thing. Both coaches have made adjustments throughout this whole match. Which, I mean, again, great coaching on both sides. They tried different things with different hitters, going different directions with their hitters. They tried triple block, double block, different people in different spots. Pretty high level, lower classification volleyball match.
Dauphin West, last year they went to the sub-state championship, but they lost to Centralia 2-1 in set. Mar Hill, Mount Academy, their season ended in the semifinal last year to JCM 2-0. And right now, we're in a third set between these two teams. Mar Hill up 20, Mustangs up 20-14, now just 20-15. Capri Keckner.
Who do you go to? Coming out of that timeout, who do you go to?
The Juice, Capri Keckner. That's what my caller now is.
She's an athlete. I've said that multiple times. She's an athlete.
20-15 here. Keckner, 5 kills in set number 3. Bell Smith keeping it away from being an ace. Foster sends it over on the free ball. Adams. Folsom, Keckner down, Folsom, nice dig, Foster, nice dig, now over across, near kill, but a nice put across by Keckner. Credit Adams with the save in the back row. Bradfield, Zwani Miller,
what to do with it,
underhand free ball sent over, set up opportunity for Keller, now Folsom, sets up Keckner, right side, just puts it over, some high heat, Bell Smith, in the back row. Cross the shot and miscommunication.
Nora Hill, they had it. They kind of ran into each other.
Yeah, and you know, when you're libero's back there, that's kind of their spot to deserve and respect. And right there, Nora Adams, she bumps into there, and they're talking to each other now.
Yeah, but that's the first time that's happened. Mm-hmm. Most of these kids have been playing next to each other all season, so they know where they're at. It's just unfortunate on their part.
Keller across here. Mustangs up 21-15 in set number three. Keckner might have a kill here. We'll see where the ball comes from. It might get pushed across. It will be from Edie. Folsom setting up Keckner. Another angle shot, but blocked. Deflected into the net. So be a kill for Keckner. six kills in set number three here for Kechner. She had six kills in set number one, but she did have 6 points in set number two with two kills, three aces, and a block. Bradfield, she's got three aces today. She sends this one across, doesn't quite get one here. Bell Smith, behind the back, free ball, sent over. Opportunity for Kechner to get across. She does. Picked up, though, by Keller. Opportunity to spike it down and get a kill here. She does. Bell Smith brings it in.
I said, I mean, noticing how Goff and West, Bell Smith, she gets in different positions on that front row. They just don't keep her in one position. There she had a hit in the front left where the last time she was in the front right. They move her around.
Bell Smith across. Cody. Now Kechner, and she's got a kill.
But just like Mar Hill, Mar Hill did the same exact thing I was just saying about D-West. Kechner's been hitting her strong side in front left. Where she goes, she flipped around the backside and behind the center. Nice cross-court hit.
Kechner has 19 total points today. And here, she has a service error.
I think that's twice. I think she's done that twice in this game.
She has. In this set specifically,
yes.
She has errored
and
twice off the
came
service.
Came out of after she's had a front row kill, I believe, in the front row. I don't know. Again, that momentum and all that adrenaline in her, she just hit it long.
Now 1 point away from set point and a chance to go to the sub-state championship. I know, 1 point away from set point here, 23-17. And now Folsom, and she's going to keep this one alive. 23-18, not quite set point yet. Folsom credited with the kill. She's got 5 kills today, but a total of 8 points. Fly ball getting picked up here. A couple of laughing giggles in the line judge, Nora Adams, but Zizwani Miller back on the service line. Just gets it across. It. Foster,
oh,
it's over on a dig. She was looking the bump.
Yeah, they weren't paying attention.
And that's Foster's first kill of the game.
Here we go. This is it.
Set point. Match point. Whoever.
Hey, guess what? Who's in the front row right now?
Number 21.
I guarantee you, they get it back, they're going to go to her.
Justice. See if she's the one who finishes this one here.
Oh!
And an ace!
An ace moves it!
Finishes it! Talia Idol! Sends
wow.
The Jonathan West Mustang stampeding to the sub-state championship game against the Horton Chargers. So the number one seed team going into this game, going into the day, Horton moves on to the sub-state, and the number two team, Jonathan West, they come away in similar fashion.
But you could, I mean, the seedings had, I mean, these were four very evenly matched teams. It could have went any way, either way. Very hard playing on both KCC's part. They had some nice players on there. Same thing with Mar Hill. A lot of young players on Mar Hill's part. They're going to be a team, you look to next year, they're going to be one of those teams they're reckoning with in the NEK. They might, I mean, they're going to be sitting up there top two or top three in that league.
Well, both games here already in the semifinal have been forced to a third set. I wouldn't be surprised if our third game goes into one as well.
You told me this was going to be over at 5. I think it's already 5.
Well,
the game left.
That's because the teams coming in tonight are some high-level teams. This one's been incredible. So, we'll just take a quick two-minute break, come back, recap this one, take one more break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about the last game of the night. Horton Chargers taking on the Jonathan West Mustang. Stay locked in here to 103.9. We'll talk one last time over Jonathan West and Mar Hill, and then we'll send it to break.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Are you sick and tired of getting tackled at the 1-yard line? Is your current insurance provider not getting you the right coverage in your time of need?
stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop a game plan for the best coverage and protection of your assets. With SBS Insurance, we'll help you score that winning touchdown.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and that's if you're still with us right now. And man, it's really exciting right
how
now. I mean, how could you not really not be? This one, again, I remember I said
you
it.
Be listening to your other radio station.
Right here, KMZA 103.9. That's what you should be watching to. Again, a little selfish maybe, but we've had two games already going to three sets. The game number one between KCC and Horton, KCC won that first set. And then in set number two, what Horton do? They built some momentum. And in set number three, well, they rode with it. They were able to take it and go. They won the last two sets. And shoot, we saw the same thing here with Dauphin West and Mar Hill. Mar Hill, they won set number one in dominant fashion. And then Dauphin West got momentum in set number two. And, you know, it was a little close, 25-17, but they still won it. And then, again, they kept that same script. They won 25-17 at set number three. And they came out really well. They had the first 3 points to start set number three, and their serving was what got better. They had a lot more serving opportunities. Katie Johnson, 21 kills on the match. Belle Smith, 7 kills and an ace. Incredible job by Dauphin West.
Kudos to the coaches. I mean, that's what I looked at. As I mean, sitting here watching, is the coaches, both of them, kept their composure the whole time, even when they were getting behind or the other team were making rallies, and they were coaching their kids and making adjustments. I mean, they had their kids triple. I mean, Mar Hill was triple blocking the Johnson kid at one time, went back to the double block. Then Donovan West would mix it up and have different kids hitting in different spots. Great. Again, it was just an exciting game on both sides. But things like that is what I see. I just, a lot of times, just don't see the hits that the kids make. I notice these little adjustments these coaches are making to give their kids the opportunity to win a game. And the kids, again, both sides played hard. Both sides left it all on the line. I mean, they did. You love to see that. Besides that one time where the two kids ran into each other, everybody kind of knew where they were at, hustled after the ball. Again, great, great 2A volleyball.
Incredible 2A volleyball game. And right now, we've been live for 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Wow. That's
how long we've been broadcasting a sub-state volleyball game for Horton. I know. I mean, your wife probably wouldn't approve of this at home, but
no, she's probably good. I'm not there right now. That's all right.
3 hours, way too long for him to talk with. But.
No, but, man, I'm loving that. I mean, if you're a sports person, you are too, Krenda.
Yeah.
I mean, a sports person, you love this type of environment. You love this time of the year for the fall sports season where you're seeing the best of the best. You're seeing the best of individual players on some of these teams just rise up and say, hey, I'm taking my team there. I'm going to do what I have to do to get us to the state tournament. And this happens in every sport. So it does. But, yeah, again, what an environment. What an environment.
The two teams that will go home is the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens and Kansas City Christian the Panthers. But, again, I'll give one last credit shout-out here to the stat sheet. Capri Kackner, the sophomore, she finished with 15 kills, 3 aces, and a block. Lucille Bradfield, she had three aces and a block. Whereas Wamley, she had two kills. Nora Adams, she did great. She's a senior. This will be the end of her line here. She had an ace and a kill. There was only two seniors from Mar Hill Mount Academy, and their season ends. Also, Leah Martin. So
they'll be a team to talk about next year. They really will.
They have a lot of underclassmen.
They got a lot of underclassmen coming back. They're going to be right there. And then even looking into basketball season for Mar Hill, those are returning NEK league champions. So, I mean, they're going to go right into that and be a team to reckon with in basketball.
Well, we've still got here 20 minutes. Usually it's a 10-minute break before game number three, but it's going to be a 20-minute break this time because they're giving both teams a chance to come out of the court, catch a breath for the Mustangs, and, of course, you know, get back into the rhythm here for Horton. So, again, we'll send this back to the station for one time. Just as a little bit of a reminder, stay tuned at 103.9 for the Sub-State Championship game here at Horton. The Horton Chargers will take on the Dauphin West Mustangs for a classification of 2A Sub-State Volleyball. We'll be back here in just a little bit.